Breyer's departure, which is expected over the summer, won't change the 6-3 conservative advantage on the court, since his replacement will be nominated and almost certainly confirmed by a Senate where Democrats have the slimmest majority. It will also make conservative Justice Clarence Thomas the oldest member of the court at 73. This has been an SRN News Special Report. I'm John Scott.
Your pets have the same energy they used to? Do they have problems with itching, scratching, a dull coat, or goopy ears? Then your pets need Dinovite.
DinoVite.com.
For over 20 years, pet owners have trusted Dinovite to supplement their pets' diet.
We started Dinovite, and in our first box, we noticed a difference.
Dinovite is an all-natural daily supplement made from whole foods that help support your pet's immune system, digestion, skin, and coat.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Today's commercial pet foods are processed at high temperatures, which bakes out all the essential goodness. These processed foods can lack the essential vitamins, enzymes, and probiotics that contribute to overall good health. Adding a scoop of Dinovite to your pet's food bowl is the answer.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
I have 2 cats and 2 dogs. All 4 of them are on the Dinovite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
DinoVite.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Today is running a little cooler than yesterday by a few degrees, but not bad for the end of January. Today's high in the mid-50s, a little breezy, plenty of sunshine. We'll be near the freeze mark, mostly clear tonight. Tomorrow is a nice day, a great recovery with a high temperature up to about 60, more sunshine. Yet another Arctic cold front arrives by Friday evening, Friday night. Temperatures will drop quickly to about 24 by Saturday morning. Wind chill factor in the middle teens. For the day Saturday, windy, raw, cold. At least the sun will be out. High temperature will be in the lower 40s, but the winds will make it seem a lot colder. Low temperature 22 by Sunday morning at dawn. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Montgomery police have charged 18-year-old Frederico Tyree Jr. with capital murder in the killing of 20-year-old Malik Centelles. Centelles was found last Tuesday with a fatal gunshot wound in the 8400 block of Crossland Loop. Tyree was taken into custody on Tuesday by the U.S. Marshals Task Force and then placed in the Montgomery County Jail. A Holdwell High School collaborative resource teacher and coach has been arrested and charged with distributing obscene material to a minor. 32-year-old Emmanuel Wilson was a special education teacher and a basketball and track and field coach. He's currently out on a $6,000 bond. And the Montgomery Police Department is looking for a missing and endangered 18-year-old. Ladarian Wheat may be traveling in a 2003 blue Ford Crown Victoria with Alabama license plate DV32851. He was last seen on January 22nd in Montgomery. If you know his location, call 911. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hey folks, this is Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center, and did you know there's all kind of dogs that we can feed, like sleepy dog, hot dog, creek dog, swimming dog, hunting dog, shaggy dog, lap dog, window dog, riding dog, hiding dogs, puppy dog, standing dog, hat dog, cozy dog, family dog, even a dancing dog, man. So come see us at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville, and we can even feed your kitty cat, too.
Do you struggle with occasional nerve aches, weakness, or discomfort in your hands or feet? Try Nervive Nerve Relief from the world's number one selling nerve care company. Nervive contains alpha-lipoic acid to relieve nerve aches, weakness, and discomfort, and B-complex vitamins to support healthy nerve function as you age. Live your life with less nerve discomfort with Nervive Nerve Relief. Learn more at NerviveHealth.com.
Research shows that people remember radio ads with repetition. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here's a repetitive ad. Okay. Research shows that people remember radio ads with repetition. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here's a repetitive ad. pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228. And here's your host, April Marie.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon, Joey.
Hello. How you doing?
Well, you know, it's every day's an adventure. I can't hear Oh, there I go. I have ears now. Little things, right? Like being able to hear myself. Good show lined up today, if I do say so myself. Of course, we have the breaking news. I don't even Senate confirmation of a Supreme Court justice.
Right.
What the heck? Oh my goodness! I can't. It's gonna be disaster.
Well, especially with such a divided Senate.
Oh yeah. And so Supreme Court, for those just tuning in, Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer to retire, paving way for Biden's first appointment to the U.S. Supreme Court. Whew, good times. Well, it'll be interesting to see who Biden's team comes up with, that, you know, what direction they want to take this. So much. Coming up in this first hour, we have another, as part of our school choice week. And part of this, I know some of y'all are going, I don't have kids in school. Why are you talking to me about school choice? Because school choice is something that impacts all of us. It readies our work. It's talking about getting students properly educated, so they're ready for the workforce, not just ready for college, but ready for either choice they make in life. And there used to be, and I say used to be because I believe COVID changed this significantly, there used to be this like little house on the prairie image that that homeschool families were out of the ordinary, and there were only certain types of people who homeschooled. And I think it's important to dispel that myth. I think it's important to recognize the really cool programs that are out there and the things parents right here in Alabama are doing. And so we will have another homeschool mom on today. If you do have questions about the homeschooling process, feel free to call. I don't think we have our thing done where we can do multiple calls at once, but Joey can make note of it.
Yeah.
And then the big event happening today is Michael Durant will be in studio with us.
Awesome.
Woot woot. I've only got him for 30 minutes because he's got a meeting after that, but he will be here at 1:30. And then we have, I believe, Greg Poole, but we will double check that. He's at least bringing me some Girl Scout cookies, and we will go from there. So that's what we have on deck for today. I'm going to go ahead and start the show off with one of my absolute favorite things to talk about, which is shiny objects, pretty jewelry. Dylan Rings, my friends Josh and Leslie over there at Dylan Rings, they can design the perfect piece of jewelry for your loved one before Valentine's Day. Maybe you're not a big Valentine's Day gift giver. You just want a just because gift. Or maybe you're getting engaged. Ladies, maybe the man in your life needs something. Let Dylan Rings, Josh and Leslie over there, help you have the best selection of jewelry at the best prices. We're talking about affordable jewelry that is world-class quality, that is not expensive. I have gotten some incredible pieces from Josh and Leslie Ryder over there at Dylan Rings. You can look them up at dylanrings.com. That's D-Y-L-A-N. Or you can look them up on Facebook at Dylan Rings and find them there. With that, we are going to take our first break, and when we come back, again, getting into that that school choice week conversation. Back in just a moment.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Earlier this year, you learned that the Poarch Creek Indians were trying to get a tax-free monopoly on gambling in Alabama. Fortunately, the state legislature heard your voices and the bill did not pass. But the Poarch Creek cartel hasn't given up. So you have to ask yourself, why is the Republican leadership in the Alabama legislature so determined to give the Poarch Creek Indians a tax-free monopoly on gambling? Maybe it's because the Poarch Creek Indians are doling out millions of dollars in campaign cash. That's right, millions of dollars to influence next year's election. Last year, they made $1 billion in tax-free profits in this state alone. $1 billion. How much of that tax-free profit will they be using to buy Alabama politicians? Call your state representative today and say no to selling Alabama out to the casino Indians. 334-261-0500. 334-261-0500. Paid for by Eagle Forum of Alabama.
Jerry Todd here. Mindy and I would like to invite you down to the Kickback Ranch and Event Center for a Valentine's special. A night of romance, food, and music from Elvis to Cash and many more. Monday, February the 14th, gates open at 5, dinner served at 6, and at 7:30, the Kickback Ranch stage opens to Todd Allen Herendeen and his famed dinner theater show. Best seats are always purchased early. So go to kickbackranch.net or call us at 286-4140 to reserve yours. And if you want to spend the night or a weekend, we're offering a 20% off Valentine's special on all of our rooms. The Kickback Ranch and Event Center's Valentine's Special Night with dinner, desserts, music, and much more. Monday, February the 14th, gates open at 5, show starts at 7:30. Grab that special someone in your life or that group and head on to one of the best-kept secrets in Montgomery County. It's the Kickback Ranch and Event Center. We're located just a short drive down 331 South out of Montgomery. For more information, go to thekickbackranch.net or like us on Facebook.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Everyone, April Marie Fogle here. Joey Clark in studio keeping me out of trouble. Some days it's harder than others. I was over here harassing his guest in his last segment.
No, that was fine.
I was lucky you didn't throw a bottle of water at me or something.
No, that was fine. It was quite entertaining.
I have this way. Well, I was trying to get an answer on what exactly it was that the Secretary of that the party did with the PSC candidate who was a complete yahoo several years ago, and he was like, they didn't do anything. And I looked it up, and they wouldn't certify their votes. So we're going to get him on to talk about how they can do that a little later. On the line now, we are joined by another homeschooling parent here in Alabama, Miss Dawn Platt. Thank you for joining me, Miss Dawn.
Hi there. Hi there, April.
Well, I am so glad to have you. Now, you have how many children?
I have three girls.
You have three girls. And what are their ages?
My oldest is 17, and then I have a 15-year-old and a 12-year-old.
And how long have you homeschooled?
I've actually homeschooled them from the beginning, so it will be 12 years.
Oh, goodness. So have you seen a lot of changes through the use of technology, through the use of more parents getting into homeschooling? Have you experienced a lot of changes in what homeschooling used to be versus what is available to your children now?
Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah, I think there's obviously it's a growing movement. There's a lot more opportunities out there, particularly with, like, sports. I know when I first started homeschooling our girls, they didn't have, like, football teams. Like, now there's, like, football available for, obviously, like, cheerleading for girls. That can be great. And just a whole lot of homeschool programs that are out there now. You can also do online learning as well, which wasn't back when we first started. It's really taken more traction now, I would say. Well, there's a lot of different opportunities out there.
Well, I hear from a lot of mothers or a lot of parents in general, not just mothers, but concerned parents and grandparents, that it's hard because they're not just a one person working family, that both parents or caregivers have to work. And you found a way to work alongside your homeschooling.
Yeah, that's right. I work from home, basically on a help desk. I work part-time, so I do have time with my children to make sure that they're getting their schooling in. And we're also part of a cooperative program. I've actually found that more of a hybrid approach works well, where they attend classes for 2 days during the week, and then I help with any instructions at home the remaining days. And then also on Fridays, we get to do some extra curricular activities.
Well, and I think that there is one of the things we've really seen in COVID is a changing attitude just among all parents as to what it means to be at home with your children, because a lot of parents experienced that for the first time during COVID. Were you able, have you talked to others who maybe are in your circle or at your church or in your life who had never done it until COVID, and have they expressed a different viewpoint on what you do versus what they thought you do?
In terms of being a homeschool mom or working from home, a homeschool mom?
Just from people who didn't necessarily understand it but have a better sense of it now that that a lot of schools were closed for COVID and people sent to virtual learning.
Yeah, I mean, I do feel that it's, you know, obviously it was more of, you know, eyebrows raised, like, why are your kids not in school if maybe you were at the grocery store during school hours or something like that? Whereas now I feel like it's more understood that it's a viable way of educating your children.
Well,
I think people are more open to it.
I know, and this is, we had texted about this, but I wasn't sure, but did you have one of your children who might want to talk about their experience, if they are available? If not, that's okay. But one of the things that interests me is the idea that the kids who are homeschooled are going on to college. They're going on to be active and successful members of their community, that they are well socialized and well adjusted and just as capable, if not more capable, than those in our private schools. Especially, I'm from the Birmingham area. The school my children is zoned for is a failing school in literacy and math, and it's an unsafe environment. And so homeschooling provides these opportunities, but these kids are also having to meet the demands of rigorous curriculum and what you guys, what your expectations are.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel that opportunity is there for homeschoolers just as much as somebody that attends a public school setting. With the homeschool environment, you can tailor to really where your child is at, whether they will end up going to college or career path. There's many opportunities, and as more as there's more people in the homeschool community, I feel like the resources increase and there's even more opportunity.
Well, and I think that there is a national effort that really is that is really starting to understand that parents like who make this choice for them for their families and their children, you need more support. How would you feel about the movement that says the taxpayer dollars your family pays can cover the curriculum materials, can cover the training you choose to do, any testing you choose to have, your extracurriculars? Would that be something your family would be interested in using if it were made available?
It would definitely be very helpful, but with the condition that there would always be freedom of choice on what that money was spent on, because homeschooling is really a movement of freedom in how we educate our children.
Such a great point.
And we would never want finances to be a restriction of our freedom.
That is such a great point. And I believe it would just be a matter of a simple tax credit that is not contingent on government regulations. But the freedom is such an important part of this. Well, let's talk a little bit about how do you keep up with your making sure your kids are at grade level. Right now, we're in a state where so many kids are not at grade level. You choose a curriculum that's right for your family, but you continue to measure their progress. Is that correct?
Yeah, certainly. Most homeschoolers are part of a school covering, basically a church covering, and that covering will have certain expectations. You're required to turn in progress reports and just make sure that your children are staying on track. You're responsible for turning in their grades and such. So there's a level of accountability there too. And then for myself, we haven't always done this, but in the later years, we've become part of a cooperative, and they already have things set in place in terms of like what your children will be learning, and then you have, you know, some flexibility too, that is tailored for that child's grade level.
And we talked a little bit about the co-op idea of homeschooling yesterday. For the listeners who didn't hear that or for who don't know what it is, it's almost like a sharing of resources, right, between a group of families who each have different skills. How would you describe your co-op experience and what y'all come together to do for your students?
Yeah, I would agree with that. So basically a group of like-minded parents that have skills in different areas and are able to use those skills to teach various classes. And it's a sharing of knowledge and care for our children in a more of a community kind of setting, I guess you could say. Now, some co-ops are different than others, and the particular one that I'm a part of now, you can be sort of more involved. For me right now, working part-time, I drop them off there because they're, you know, of that age. But every co-op's a little bit different too, because there could be more of a requirement for parents to kind of be on-site helping their children more.
Well, and
it really just depends on the program.
Do you have any of your children participating in sports and athletic programs?
Yeah, my youngest, she likes to play soccer, so she does that with a local soccer club.
And they're able to do that, either intramurally. If you chose to, would they be able to participate in state sports or local school sports?
Well, they could do. Well, now there's a rule that actually allows homeschooled children to participate at a local high school with the classes offered there. And I guess depending on what kind of club and how advanced it was, like if it was more of a competitive team that they were on, then maybe those opportunities would be available there too.
Well, and I think that's a very important part of building a strong community that recognizes how important school choice is that not only the adults recognize that the children have a choice, but their peers see them as, instead of as outsiders, as still, completely equal in every way, whether it comes to sports or other activities they may see one another at, and don't have this stigma associated to the family's choice and hold them against it. I know I did not grow up knowing homeschooled children. And so I think it was perplexing to me, but we don't have as much of that now. And I think COVID is really going to have changed the way even our children see other children who are homeschooled.
Yeah, I think as it's a growing movement and more people, it's becoming more known and accepted. I do feel that opinions have changed on that.
All right. Well, Rebecca, your daughter Rebecca is going to come on for just a minute. I will be extra kind to Miss Rebecca if you'll put her on the line.
Hi.
Hi, Rebecca. Thank you for coming on. Your first ever radio appearance. I'll make sure your mother gets the clip. So we are celebrating school choice this week, and I'm making it a point to talk to parents, and I'm thrilled to get the opportunity to talk to you about what it means, the opportunities you've had that maybe your peers have not had the opportunity to have because of your homeschool experience. First off, what grade are you in?
I'm in ninth grade.
Okay, so you're a little bit older. How have you seen, looking back on your homeschooling experience, how do you feel like it has shaped you versus maybe somebody in a more traditional school setting?
Well, I definitely feel like it benefits me in a lot of ways. Like, I get to be closer to my family and get to have a stronger bond with them compared to being in, like, separate grades from my sisters. I just really feel educationally I have got to pick things that I really enjoy and not have to do just whatever I'm told. Like, I have obviously some direction, but I get to pick a few more options than others can.
Right. So you've got a little bit more opportunity to express yourself and your interest and tailor your education to that. You've got two more siblings?
Yes.
So how does your homeschool experience differ from that of your siblings in terms of your interest or learning style?
Well, I definitely get to do, if there's like a course that, or a book that I would like to read, like that they necessarily didn't have to do, I could like pick a different curriculum, something that's better for my grade level. Like, I skipped a couple grades, which my sisters didn't do, and that helped me with learning like other things.
Okay. What subject did you skip a couple grades in?
Math.
Show off. What are your plans after high school? Have you thought that far ahead yet?
I'm not quite sure on that yet. I don't know exactly what I want to do.
That's okay. At ninth grade, I didn't know what I wanted to do either. I don't know.
I really enjoy acting, but I don't know if I would make that a career, but... Yeah.
Okay. My daughter as well. So we'll have to introduce y'all sometime. Well, I really appreciate you coming on. If you were to give a message to the lawmakers who are looking to expand access to homeschooling and to other school choice opportunities, you've got the attention of the lawmakers who have the ability to help families who couldn't maybe afford this, afford the books or the tuition or the program. What would you say to lawmakers?
I would say, just because we're not a part of a public school system, that we still definitely contribute a lot to acting, and that we have a lot of talent. And just because we don't have the education that every single person that we get to tailor what we have to our benefit and get to learn more and have more experiences, and that we can provide a lot more diversity.
Well, you are more well-spoken than a lot of people, definitely older than you are. I appreciate you coming on, and I wish you and your family the best. Ms. Dawn, thank you so much for your time today.
You're welcome. Thank you, April.
All right. That was Dawn and her daughter. And with that, we are going to hit a quick break. When we come back, we'll get into more local, state, and national headlines.
Stay tuned for more local, state, and national news here on Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a probate judge, Wes Allen administered more than a dozen elections without a single error. When liberals wanted to establish curbside voting in Alabama, Wes Allen sponsored and passed the bill to ban it permanently. When Democrats tried to pass the no-excuse absentee voting, he fought it and won. Wes Allen, the solid conservative Republican, we need to be Alabama's next Secretary of State.
Paid for by the committee to elect Judge Wes Allen, P.O. Box 150, Troy, Alabama, 36081.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24-7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24-7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or a replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24-7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit clarkcomfort.com. That's clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
At the first sign of trouble with your retirement account, you've got to
nip it in the bud.
And the best way to
nip it
is to
call the man.
That's right.
Just call the man.
Call David Ernest.
Just call the man.
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
Not that man.
Yes, that's the man. Call him today.
Call the man.
David Ernest has over 40 years of experience as an asset preservationist. And along with Matthew Ernest and Leah Williams, they are a formidable force against those who would ruin your retirement.
Shazam.
I'll say it again. Call the man today.
I thought Calvin Coolidge said that.
No, Floyd, it was me.
What Calvin Coolidge said?
Go even up Barney's sideburns and call David Ernest at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. You remember the name, right? No, it's asset preservationist David Ernest.
Golly.
Call David Ernest today.
Hello, this is Pam with All About the Bounce. We have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for a little over a month now and have seen great results. Thank you, Blue Water, for helping us to bring the bounce to more customers across the river region. Radio advertisement is definitely the best advertisement.
Radio reaches over 90% of everyone in the river region. Shouldn't your ads be out there where your customers are? Call us to find out more. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Today is running a little cooler than yesterday by a few degrees, but not bad for the end of January. Today's high in the mid-50s, a little breezy, plenty of sunshine. We'll be near the freeze mark, mostly clear tonight. Tomorrow is a nice day, a great recovery with a high temperature up to about 60, more sunshine. Yet another Arctic cold front arrives by Friday evening, Friday night. Temperatures will drop quickly to about 24 by Saturday morning. Wind chill factor in the middle teens. For the day Saturday, windy, raw, cold. At least the sun will be out. High temperature will be in the lower 40s, but the winds will make it seem a lot colder. Low temperature 22 by Sunday morning at dawn. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Thank you for choosing Capital Tractor for your equipment needs. Thank you for trusting us to help you do the work you do. And thank you for making us one of the largest Kubota dealers in the Southeast. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1. Just wait till I get you alone.
272-9228 is the number if you want to call and get in on the conversation. What you think about this, the Supreme Court justice opening. We will continue to watch that as this news breaks. We will also be looking at other statewide issues as we continue. John Merrill said that there is a meeting at 1 p.m. on those congressional maps. So we'll be watching to see if either he or Secretary or Attorney General Steve Marshall give any guidance there. Quite a bit happening in our little state. Qualifying is supposed to be ending on Friday. And for those who don't know what that means, it means you go to your respective party headquarters and you officially qualify with that party to have your name placed on the ballot as that. Jim Ziegler has said he is qualifying tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. and it will not be for the office of governor. And we narrowed it down to a couple offices that he could be running for, and most everybody knows what it is, but we'll let him break that news tomorrow. Joey Clark, why are you shaking your head? You find this entertaining?
Yes, I find Jim Ziegler entertaining.
Well, and that, if you put it that way, everybody finds Jim Ziegler entertaining.
I'm gonna steal that jacket.
You like it?
I do.
It's my grown up. I have about a half dozen blazers now, mm-hmm. So that, you know how you do the tie and the hat, your professional radio studio look. This blazer and jeans is going to be
my
dressed up. So this is my dressed up for Mike Durant.
Look like you stole it from Robert Downey Jr. He'd wear something like that.
Oh gosh, and I'm gonna have to post a picture of it. I had one thing on my to-do list yesterday for after the program. I was going to go get my fingernails painted.
Right.
Because it is a tremendous pet peeve of mine to look like I'm in high school and I've scratched and bit. Did I do it? No.
No. No, you didn't.
I know our listeners truly care about this thing. I cannot. Every day we see more and more head-scratching, politically correct stupidity. And there is a new example. And when I saw it yesterday, I thought that it was like an Onion article, right? Like somebody is pulling my chain here. And it turns out it is not. Are you ready to hear the latest thing to get canceled? The dwarves in Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. I kid you not. So Disney is doing a live action, much like they've done for many a movies. They did Beauty and the Beast. They've done several Cinderellas. They did all sorts of live action. Well, now a actor, Peter Dinklage. Do you know how to say his name?
You don't know who Peter Dinklage is?
Yeah, I know he is. I can see him right here. I just didn't know how to say his last name.
Yeah, Peter Dinklage.
He's now saying that he has come out and to say that this that Snow White and the Seven Dwarves reinforces bad stereotypes for dwarves. And so he said, literally, no offense to anyone, but I was a little taken aback when they were very proud to cast a Latina actress as Snow White. But you're still telling the story of Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. Take a step back and look at what you're doing there. It makes no sense to me. You're progressive in one way, but then you're still making that effing backward story about seven dwarves living in a cave together. What the F are you doing, man? Have I done nothing to advance the cause from my soapbox? I guess I'm not loud enough. And all I'm wondering is, did he just not get cast or what? Because that is just... That's the story.
And it's also, it's not like they're saying the dwarves and Snow White and the Seven Dwarves are little people, like we have little people in the world, so to speak. I mean, this is like, what does Dinklage think about The Hobbit?
This is
stereotypical. The dwarves in The Lord of the Rings.
So are you ready for Disney's response? 272-9228 if you want to call in. How many good stories can we ruin by being so politically correct we have to change out the characters? So Disney came back and said, quote, to avoid reinforcing stereotypes from the original animated film, we are taking a different approach with these seven characters and have been consulting with members of the dwarfism community, mm-hmm. end quote. Joey Clark, I hate people.
Yeah?
If you are triggered, using their word, if you are triggered mm-hmm. by Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, be it the book, the story, or the movie, maybe you need to seek therapy. If you literally find yourself literally shaking, to air quote so many liberals these days, over... the idea of seven dwarfs rescuing a damsel in distress because they live out in the woods in a cave. Like, what stereotype is that reinforcing? Joey, if I say dwarf to you, mm-hmm. do you automatically think of seven characters out living in a cave being whatever miners they are? It's some kind of moles. Miners. Coal miners, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I think of Lord of the Rings.
It's not, I don't believe I am raising up by reading Disney shows or by experiencing Disney shows. I am not reinforcing negative stereotypes about any one thing. You know, I don't think that that Ursula has ruined it for all. What's the plural of octopuses?
Octopi? I don't know.
I don't think that the bad guys in any one Disney movie reinforce the stereotype of whatever that is.
And also, dwarves are very old. That goes back to the Icelandic sagas. I mean, these are very old characters.
How absolutely ridiculous is it that we are now canceling...
It's ridiculous, but if it's Peter Dinklage, I'd want to ask him a lot more questions to see where he's coming from. That quote to me doesn't like... It seems like he's got a lot on his mind about this. And I'm like, the one quote that's been making the rounds, I did see that yesterday, and I'm like, I just want to ask Peter, what do you mean?
Like, if we give the dwarves, if we're redoing it, and we give the dwarves each their own home and proper jobs and proper names, then are we allowed to do it? It's a story. And how do we have timeless classic stories if each and every one of them offend somebody somehow? Is there fairies to be offended by the god fairy and the fairy godmothers in the story of who's raising Snow White? That's she's chasing. Gosh, now I've got my stories mixed up. Cinderella. Cinderella mm-hmm. is, no, that's the other one too. Dadgummit. Who's the one that's raised by the fairy? Oh, Sleeping Beauty.
Okay. Ha! Why are you asking me? I'm a 33-year-old bachelor. I don't know all these little kids' tales.
I feel like if you're going to complain, make it a worthwhile complaint. And Disney and all of these other companies, like, oh, you're so right. Oh, we got to talk about the M&Ms too. I know Greg Budell talked about the M&Ms too, but for the love of that's holy, give the M&M her high-heeled shoes back. Non-binary M&Ms. What is the ridiculous crap is this? I went to the M&M store in New York. It was plenty fun.
Yeah?
I bought personalized M&Ms with my son's face on them. M&Ms are phenomenal, but now I'm going to have to boycott M&Ms? Choose not to buy M&Ms and pray their sales go down for this idiotic move? We're going to hit a quick break, because if we don't, I'm going to lose it with this population that thinks everything in America needs to be non-offensive. Well, here's a wake-up call. Everybody is going to be offended by something. It's a true story. What I'm not offended by is the fact that Greg Poole just walked in with Girl Scout cookies for me. Score! Back in a second.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Katie Britt is a Christian conservative and an Alabama First business leader running for the United States Senate to save the American dream from Joe Biden's socialist agenda. Katie Britt will bring fresh blood and new energy to Washington and fight tirelessly for our conservative Alabama values. Here's Katie Britt.
My faith and relationship with the Lord guide my everyday life. Being pro-life and pro-Second Amendment doesn't make me radical. It makes me American. We have to show strength at the border, and what we are showing as a country right now is total weakness. It is so important that we protect our nation's borders. We are a nation of laws, not a nation of lawlessness. We need somebody that knows how to fight for Alabama, that believes in Alabama.
Katie Britt will fight for our Christian conservative values. Put Alabama first and never apologize for it.
I'm Katie Britt, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Britt for Alabama, Inc.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Here, joined by Greg Poole of Montgomery County GOP.
Hello, April Marie.
Y'all have a full calendar this week. I miss all the events, or are they still happening?
They're still happening. We have two more tomorrow.
Okay, what do you got tomorrow?
Tomorrow, the Capital City Republican Women have a luncheon at 11:45. Rusty Glover and Jessica Sanders are speaking. Rusty Glover's running for state auditor, and Jessica Sanders running for circuit judge in the Tolga Elmore Chilton circuit.
Okay.
And then tomorrow night, we have the Montgomery County Republican Executive Committee meeting. Everything kind of fell this week.
Yeah, what's up with that? Last night was the Young Republicans.
Yep, I wasn't able to make that. I think they had a really good turnout, saw that the governor was there.
Mm-hmm.
They had a good event.
Good time. Well, let's go to Ashley from Mortgage Corporation of the South on the line. Good afternoon, Ashley.
Hey, April Marie. How are y'all doing?
I'm doing so much better now that I see it's you and not John Williams I have to harass.
Yes, ma'am. Well, you get me today. So glad I can be a little sunshine today.
Yay. Well, tell us a little bit about Mortgage Corporation of the South.
Yes, ma'am. Well, here at Mortgage Corporation of the South, we pride ourselves in customer service, where we are able to help people all around, from having zero credit on up to perfect credit. We'll have a program for you. And I just wanted to touch base. I'm currently working with a gentleman and his wife to refinance their home. And they have a first mortgage and then a line of credit. And they're taking advantage of the real low rates right now to combine those two and secure a really good rate for the future, since we don't know exactly what rates are going to be doing here in the next few weeks. So that is always a good thing to do, and so that's what we're working on now. But we have been just busy and blowing and going all over, helping people with all kinds of things this week.
Well, John Williams mentioned getting in before the interest rates go up. Tell us about the process. Someone's going to call your office, and what are they going to do? What is the process once someone calls your office looking for those lower interest rates?
You're going to call our office and speak with a member of the A-team, either myself, Elena, or Anne Marie. And what we're going to do is we're going to basically just get a little bit of basic information to see what program you best fit. And then we're going to go from there and get an application. We have some pretty easy ways to get an application and get you in the system. And we have pre-approvals back within about an hour for all of our programs that we do have. And that we're able to go from there, get you locked in for about 30 days and get you closed within about 2 to 3 weeks. We have some of the fastest closing times as well.
All right. Well, that's fantastic. Tell our listeners again where they can find you.
You can find us at 567-9000. Again, that's 567-9000. Or we're on top of the mountain here in Wetumpka. Company NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
All right. Well, thank you, Ashley. Always great to hear from you. And we will touch base again soon.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. We have on the line Sam. I don't think it's not our regular Sam. It's a different Sam. We're going to call you New Sam. Hi, New Sam.
Okay. Hey, April Marie. I appreciate your show. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to just raise a question, and it comes from the background of having someone in the family who's been very sick with COVID, and now they're considered post-COVID, but they still have a lot of serious symptoms that we're dealing with, and we've been in and out of hospitals and ERs a lot over the last couple of weeks, and some of the attitudes and things we've have observed have caused us to raise some questions that I want to bring to your program. We've, I guess, heard in the past that that there's money, federal government or someone gives money, it's a rumor maybe, but if someone dies of COVID, that there's a push to mark it down that they died of COVID because they get money.
So,
which seems like a huge disincentive to have people survive. And a corollary question is that there's money, kickback money, or whatever you want to call it, for people to go on a ventilator, because there was a lot of pressure to put our daughter, on a ventilator, which we didn't think she needed yet. And the survival rates of people on ventilators is very low. But so those two questions, is there money involved if people die of COVID and or if they go on a ventilator? Do you know?
So I do not have the answer to additional funding for COVID. I would presume, based on my personal experience with my father's hospitalization for COVID, I would presume that hospitals are given additional money because the staffing levels have to remain low because of the isolation, the extra time required in isolation. The care, the level of care needed for patients on a ventilator is so much more that it would seem to reason that there is additional funding for that. Now, does that incentivize hospitals to keep people in COVID units? Again, my personal experience was that my father, I truly believe my father was kept in COVID isolation much longer than he needed to be. And I think that was a contributing factor to him passing, that he was isolated for so long. But I don't know, and I don't know if hospitals get additional money. What I will tell you is that if a loved one passes from COVID, there is federal funeral benefits up to $9,000 per individual. That will help with funeral expenses for a loved one. So if you have a loved one that has passed, once you get their death certificate, their death certificate lists COVID as a cause of death, they will not do any pre-planned funeral arrangements, but they will cover the cost of burial or cremation, of copies of the death certificate, and of any funeral arrangements that they are. And I think part of that was at the beginning when so many people were passing away from COVID, but the families didn't have the money to bury them. Hospitals were inundated, and you saw these trucks being used as morgues, and you saw families. This is what my research has shown was part of the part of this was families didn't have the money to bury their loved ones, and so the federal government does provide the resources to do that, understanding that not everybody has the ability to pay for their loved one's services if they pass. So I don't know that the hospital or any other person benefits, but I'll tell you that funeral benefits exist out there, and the federal government will pay that.
Okay. Well, and let me just say belatedly, I've been a listener for a while. I haven't called in, but may God bless you and help you and your family as you grieve the loss of your father. I was so sorry to hear of his passing. I know you talked about the whole journey, and thank you for including us in that.
Well, thank you, Sam. This has been my first trip back to Montgomery since my dad's passing, and it has not been an easy one. Last night I went to dinner, and I was just at the same restaurant where I was when I found out he was put on the move to the ventilator, and it was hard. It was hard just literally to be in that space, and so I know it's going to be a slow process of healing. But I appreciate all of y'all's support.
Okay. Thank you for taking my call, April Marie. God bless you. And
thank you, Sam.
Appreciate your show.
And if I find out, I will look into increased reimbursement. But my understanding is those COVID units are getting more money because they do require more round the clock specialized care.
Right. Well, that makes some sense. But it seemed to us that some of the things we were observing look like there's a disincentive to heal people, and more of an incentive to maybe use medical processes, procedures, including ventilators, that people may not need. And we had even heard that they get money if people die of COVID, which I hope that's not true.
I will look into that. And in terms of, as I said, my father was considered a COVID isolation patient for 6 weeks. And they would not retest him so that he could be COVID negative and have additional resources in his room. And
Why wouldn't they retest him?
The Veterans Administration just said it's not their policy. And so he was isolated, and I believe that isolation was a huge contributing factor to his death.
I get angry as I hear these kind of things, because how much would it have cost to retest him? And maybe he would have been then able to have visitors and whatever.
Yeah, when we were able to communicate with him, he was still on the ventilator with a feeding tube, but he was able to thumbs up, he was able to smile when I cracked jokes, and all of this was through iPad, and I just imagine if he wasn't there alone for those weeks, what a tremendous difference it would have been. So
I think countless scores, thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of people have died because of lack of contact, because of similar reasons. Isolation.
I agree.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you.
All right, we are going to hit the top of the hour break. When we come back, we'll go over some of the hot topics with Mr. Greg Poole, including my fight to get the green M&M her high heels back. Back in a second.